This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and Mark, you're going to have to give me a verbal spanking if you hear me give out the toll-free number tonight, because it's not working. It may be fixed later on. The network engineer's on his way in, but it might take an hour before it possibly gets fixed. Okay. So we have no expectation that the toll-free lines are going to be working tonight, which means you're left with other options. And actually, there's a couple really good ones that we have. You can call us on Skype if you've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm.
Sound great.
It'll sound good. You'll sound better than if you're on the phone. And, of course, Skype calls are free. And then also a better option than Skype is our Discord chat, which is available to anybody with a computing device. If you've got a smartphone, if you've got a laptop, if you've got a desktop computer, as long as you've got a microphone that you know you can talk into, you can use Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That's our server that you can get into, and there's different chat rooms. But the top room there is for people who want to call the show. It's the on-air call-in line room. And then we have our local backlines here in our Keene studios. So you can still make a phone call tonight, although I don't think we have the... Basically, since the FBI raided the studio a couple of years ago, I've never gotten our extra phone lines back online just because it's never been a priority. And we tried, but something was broken with the system.
How many lines do we have right now?
Well, the phone number I gave out is not rolling over to the second. We have two lines, basically, that we can use, but there's not the rollover feature to where if I give out the number, which I've done, and I'll do it again here, it's 603-283-6160. If you call that number, well, there's actually somebody on it right now, so you're not going to roll over.
So you'll get a busy signal.
Yeah, you should probably get a busy signal. You're not going to roll over to the open second line, so that's just how we're going to have to do it here tonight, just because we're technically crippled a little bit.
What that means, though, is if you do get through, your wait is really short.
It's going to be super short, no doubt about it. But yeah, get in on those internet options. If you don't have Skype, don't bother with Skype. Just get on the Discord line. That's a great way to get on with us here at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to Bill. He's on the line listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis, and he's a trucker. He's on the road, professional driver. Hello, Bill.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Bill, that's my bad.
How
you
all doing?
You're good.
All's well.
Doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's about guns. These idiots don't realize that. See, I'm 65 years old. I've owned guns all my life. I was raised as a young boy, how to handle a gun. That's one of the problems. They don't do that anymore. You should raise your child how to use a gun, how to take care of a gun, how to respect the gun.
I think my dad first took me down to the gun range in Florida, maybe like 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range.
We didn't have a gun range.
What?
His dad took him down to the gun range in Florida when he was like 8 or 9 or 10 or something. I grew up in the country. We didn't have a gun range where I was. But what I thought was kind of interesting, and this is something that you never hear about, but it must be still happening, is my dad kept a gun in the closet my whole life, and I never touched it because I wasn't allowed to. I was told, you don't touch this unless I'm around. And if you do,
right.
You know, like, I didn't, there was no threat leveled. I was just told I wasn't allowed to do it. I suspect that something horrifying would have happened had I messed with Dad's gun. And I got a BB gun when I was 10 years old, and I was allowed to use that as long as I used it responsibly. I may have broken a window at one point, but I think it would have was off a ricochet. Nonetheless, that was pretty much the worst thing that happened as far as my BB gun went. But you hear that guns are these terrible killers of children, and I'm sure that they're not lying about that. That guns, certainly, cleaning them or, kids get a hold of them or whatever. But I never considered for a moment touching my dad's rifle.
Me
neither. That's the same way with, us. I mean, we touched it when we were, told we could touch it, and that was it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems. People don't rear their children anymore. They let the TV and everything else do it, and the government.
And the schools.
You know, it's funny you said the FBI raided y'all and everything. Well, you know, they're raiding all us good standing, you know, citizens. And a criminal, they've got guns. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. These idiots don't realize that if we don't have a weapon to protect yourself, you're susceptible to somebody coming in your house and stealing and robbing and raping and, you know.
Absolutely.
It just ain't right for them to take our weapons away because they're afraid.
Yeah.
Well, if they would have been raised not to be afraid and how to handle it and everything, it'd be different. But no, we got these idiots and these idiot parents and...
Well, this is exactly what the government wants. They want a group of fearful, cowering, so-called citizens.
You just said it. That's what they want. That's why they you know, the government says you can't whip your youngin' and stuff like that. Well, that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, I don't personally support whipping anybody.
You know?
But, you know, it's your family. You should be able to do whatever it is that you want to. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think violence solves problems because I think in that case, you know, you're essentially teaching a child that violence is the solution to bad behavior. And I think that's ultimately what the government does, right? Like, the government threatens people with violence.
I believe in the Marine Corps, it helped me. I mean, I didn't like getting whipped and stuff like that. But, you know, I deserved it. I'd done wrong. They, you know, the old man say, don't you do this, and then you're going to get a whipping if you
do. My parents managed to punish me without whipping me, even when I did things that were wrong. And
I think, personally, I think that, first off, I think that the vast majority of people who have kids are completely unqualified to have them. Secondly, what I think is that, well, I mean, if you're unqualified to have kids.
Everybody just said yeah, right?
He did, right?
They all believe they're qualified.
Right? So that if you're unqualified to have them, you're unqualified to decide what kind of punishment they need. But I will say that having had a child that we did not use corporal punishment on, he didn't need it.
He's 10 now. Right.
But I've seen his friends.
Yeah.
And some of his friends, I'd like to whoop their little butts.
Well, how were they raised?
I have no clue.
Okay.
They were raised by people who were wholly unqualified to do so.
Hey, Bill, thank you, man. Wow. Drive safe tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir.
It's like me. Hold on, man. Yep. It's like me. I was a mean boy. I needed to be whipped.
Well, I understand you believe that. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Certainly the people who were raised in families like that, in a lot of cases, they will justify continuing what I consider to be a cycle of abuse. Because, look, you're basically using the government's tactics. I mean, he just talked about how bad the government was, but then you're using the government's tactic, which is to say using violence against people that you supposedly care about in this case.
I hate to get into this mess with you on this because, frankly, we, the people that have children, really appreciate those of you who don't have children and your opinion. But
I was raised as a child by parents who gave up using violence very, very early on. They came
and
to their senses.
You spent how much
that.
Of your adult life studying the effects of corporal punishment on children?
I don't know, here
nearly
and there
none.
Throughout the years when we talked about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, like, nearly none, right? Like, you'll be able to find studies to support what you want to find.
And everybody who's been beaten is going to say, I loved it. It was great for me. I mean, I didn't like it
but
at the time.
But they have studies on their
look
side,
look how great
too.
It is.
And what I say is, ultimately...
To me, it's a moral question, Mark. I mean, look, it's using violence against people that you love to try to teach them a lesson or whatever. And I think there's some sick, twisted stuff going on with that. Let's continue here. We've got Mike. Michael's on the line. And by the way, I do want to add this in. I was wrong. Apparently the phone line, because Michael was already on hold here on our back lines in the studio, he did call the number I'd given out, which is 603-283-6160, and his call did roll over. So I was wrong. The rollover feature is on, which means we have two whole phone lines that you can jump onto here. 603-283-6160. Michael in Virginia, listening to WNIS, I believe. Go ahead.
That's correct. And by the way, WNIS has a talk show host who is by far the most popular in coastal Virginia, and he recommends Free Talk Live very highly. His name is what is his name again? Oh yeah, Tony McCreaney.
Tony McCreaney. Okay. He's actually recommended our show.
He must be a madman.
Oh yeah. yes. He loves the show.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it. Hang on. I know you were calling for some other reason. You actually want to talk about an issue, so hang on. I appreciate knowing that. McCraney's the morning show host there, I believe, on WNIS.
No, awesome.
Toll-free number.
Big stick.
McCraney
big station.
In the morning. He's got one of those ballsy radio voices. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up what you want. The toll-free number here. Oh, wait. I caught myself.
Yeah, good job.
I can't give you the toll-free line. It's broken right now. So you'll have to call us. If you want to use your phone, like a phone line, you will have to call us on a non-toll-free number, which is 603-283-6160. That only gives you two lines. There's not a whole lot of hold time here for getting on the air tonight. And if you want to sound better, if you want to upgrade, maybe tonight's a good night. Maybe you've called before or you've never called the show and you want to sound better than those people that call on the phones. Well, here's what you do. You get either Skype or Discord. I recommend Discord. It's easier to sign up for. Because with Skype, if you've never used Skype before, you got to jump through the Microsoft sign-up hoops. Ugh. Unless you already have Skype, you probably don't want to get started with it. So you can use Skype at username lrn.fm. You can use the Discord on-air call-in line room on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Meanwhile, we continue here with your calls and thoughts. But I do want to make sure that you know about MyPillow and Mark's Pillow and Daryl's Pillow, who's our one of our other co-hosts. We love the MyPillow, and I think I can speak for you on this because, Mark, I know that you take your MyPillow with you on vacations.
Yeah, I'll pack it in the suitcase. Yeah.
So you want to check out the MyPillow and get half off. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. This is a product that was designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it now, I think, coming up 2-3 years. I'm losing track of how long it's been. It's been great, and MyPillow.com is where you can go to get yours. MyPillow.com, code FTL. By the way, if you don't like it, for some reason, or whatever reason is, you don't like it, you can send it back to the company within the first 60 days, and they'll send you your purchase price back. So they really do stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We go to Michael, or back to Michael in Virginia. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, President Eisenhower left office. His departing speech had a warning. Beware the military-government complex.
Military-industrial complex, yep.
Yep.
Military-industrial complex, yep. Right. Which is really a military-government complex. When Jesus Christ, he didn't leave office, but when he left Earth, he sent back a last warning message, and the Bible calls that the Book of Revelation. He sent it to his last surviving apostle. And his great warning in that book was a warning against the megachurch government complex, which we are seeing every day on Christian talk radio stations across America, launch ad hominem attacks against special prosecutor Robert Mueller. Now, most preachers would be outraged at this kind of ad hominem attack against a government leader. But some mysterious witchcraft or spell has been cast on the evangelical population of America. They're all for this kind of ad hominem attack.
I'm all for freedom of speech, and I don't care what job you have. As far as I'm concerned, churches across America have been fooled into signing up for the government's 501c3 status. Churches have always had, from revolutionary times on, have always had opinions regarding the government before revolutionary times. All churches have opinions on those that would claim to rule us, and they should have opinions. So if they want to attack Mueller, fine. If they want to attack Trump, fine. If they want to attack Obama, fine. I don't care who they want to attack if that's what they want to do. If they think their religion is best focused on attacks against people, then that's what they should be able to do. And I certainly wouldn't propose taking away their non-tax status.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is they are so connected with the Trump organization. For example, the megachurch, which calls itself the 700 Club, has a whole phalanx of lawyers that are out here slandering Mr. Mueller on 13. 1,350 radio stations across America.
Well, that's the thing with being a government operative. If you are a public personality, if you are a politician, if you're a bureaucrat, a head bureaucrat or whatever, if you work for the state, you are a public persona. And it is not it's not considered slander generally. And I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding that the people who are in public, whether they be Hollywood stars or politicians or bureaucrats, this Mueller guy, they don't have the same levels of protection against libel and slander. So you can say what you want.
Hold on. They have a tax-exempt status. They have been hired by the president to defend him in this probe. And they are shutting down the phones for people like me, who used to be regular callers, debating with Jay Sekulow at least once a week. That has ended since he became the president's lawyer. Get him on your network, and I will debate him. And
we don't generally have guests on the show, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The Free Talk Live isn't a guest-based show. I know we've had some on over the last...
It's certainly not
years.
A network.
we generally don't have them. Lots of shows are very heavy guest-oriented, but anytime somebody sends me a pitch for a guest, I always write back, thanks, please remove me from your list, because I don't care. I'm not interested in, you know, whoever it is you're pitching for whatever reason. So he's mad because they're tax-exempt. Well, look, just because you're tax-exempt doesn't mean that you're exempt from freedom of speech, that you don't have the
churches are closing all across America. Tax-exempt status isn't making a difference. For whatever reason, right now Americans seem to want mega churches. I don't support it.
Do they?
That's what's growing.
Okay.
I don't know. Huh. I don't propose to know. There's no mega churches near me. Quaker meeting has about 5 or 6 regular attenders. So what the heck do I know about mega churches?
Nothing.
Nothing. Except
there was that one guy, Ted Haggard. Remember when he made headlines for getting caught with a gay prostitute and snorting crank with the prostitute as well?
Yeah, that's. I mean, all I know is what I read in the news story. I still don't know. What can
it's
I tell
interesting
you?
Interesting allegations.
It's,
I mean,
it's an allegation. All I can tell you is that, as far as it goes, everything's fine at my Quaker meeting. And if everybody at a Quaker meeting is a minister, and everybody's an attender, if that's what they wish to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to, if somebody wants to tell me what I can say at my meeting or attempt to take away our tax-exempt status because somebody at my meeting decides to make some political comment for or against Trump or whomever, well, you're going to... I mean, it's just stupid. It's
your
just
tax
stupid.
Exempt status cannot be taken away as a church.
That's what this all comes down to.
Yeah.
Like, the only way you can silence ministers is to propose to take away tax-exempt status.
Let's continue here. Judd is on the line listening to WLNI-FM in Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Judd.
Hey, it's Chad.
Oh, sorry. I didn't correct that. Chad?
That's okay, man.
I know you're calling about David Hogg and such, so I want you to just hang on. We're going to bring you back here. Do be patient, and we'll continue here with Chad, not Judd. I'm screening your calls tonight, by the way, so I get all of the blame. The toll-free number here, 855-4... Oh, wait, nope, you can't call that number. I can't give you that number tonight. The number that you can call, though, you can try 603-283-6160 or jump in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. I can't give you that number tonight. Shame on me. I'm going to keep messing this up all night long.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've been giving a telephone number for the last decade.
A decade, yeah. And tonight, it's just not working. So do not call the toll-free number. If you hear me give it out, do not listen to me unless I say it's working again. And it's not working right now. So our number that you can use is our back lines here in the Keene studio, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's only two lines attached to that number, though, so it's, you know, you're probably going to get a busy signal. If you don't want to get a busy signal, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or hop on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into the Discord on-air call-in line room there. As we continue here, let's go to Judd, who finally gave me the chance to actually say what he wants here. Judd, you're on with us. Go ahead. Or, damn it. I didn't write his corrected name down.
It's Chad.
Chad. Sorry, Chad. Go ahead if you're there. Oh, except he turned up his radio. He turned up his radio. That's what happened.
Hold on. I turned it down.
Yeah,
we're
good? Okay, there you go. All right, Chad, you're on with us. Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, look, I'm just calling, just a regular middle-class guy, small business owner, and just really worried about our country, especially with the guns and the Parkland and the David Hogg. And, I guess people just don't understand. I argue with people daily out in restaurants, so I'm talking to people all the time that, you know, David Hogg is nothing but a push by the liberal media, to give him all this airtime. and, you know, disgracing guns, you know, it just bothers me how much the media pushes it down people's throats through Facebook, TV, radio, not all radio. I think radio is still the best. And really it's just been, you know, completely being false and lying and manipulating people, you know, about guns. And, you know, especially with David Hogg and this big push they've had for this last month since the Parkland shooting, you know, it just, it brings a lot of fear to me about our gun rights and, you know, protecting ourselves and, you know, good Americans that do nothing but have a gun to either hunt or to protect their families.
Right. I mean, there's, as you pointed out, Mark, earlier in the show, there's, what, 300 million estimated guns or something like that in the United States?
600 million.
600 million. I mean,
I've seen estimates as high as 600 million.
And that wouldn't include all the ghost guns that might be being manufactured out there.
I think they're
as
attempting
well.
to include some of that stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a shot in the dark at best in that case.
There's at least one or two guns per American.
There's a lot of guns out there, and, you know, there's very little that's ever going to really change about that. So I'm not so worried that all the guns are going to disappear, but yeah, I mean, there are concerns that the government may try to take them from some people at some point, and that's a legitimate
concern. I've
spent
a lot of time in Baltimore in the last 3 years, and, you know, just like New York, you can't have a gun,
right.
You know, and all these laws, I just don't understand that obviously the Constitution is not the law of the land anymore, because how can the world, can I go to jail, being a non-felon, nothing bad, and go to jail in Baltimore for having a firearm.
Yeah, I had a friend get in trouble for having a pistol.
Those are the kinds of things that do worry me about this push, you know, for guns. Whether it's step by step in the next 5 years, think how bad it's going to be in 10 years. That's what worries me. You know, I'm so glad that they had the, you know, a lot of state capitals, you know, last weekend on the 14th. Yeah, so last weekend, you know, with the March for the Pro Second Amendment. And, you know, of course, it didn't get a lot of coverage.
I didn't even hear about
it. On all the main outlets.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, they're not putting it on there. You know, every capital had it, from my capital in Richmond, all across. But, of course, it didn't make the news. I saw a lot of it on Facebook because of certain pages I follow, three percenters, you know, patriots, you know, guys that want to protect the Constitution that are usually taken and putting the media as racist, bad guys. Absolutely not. These guys want to protect white, black, anybody. They want to protect your rights of the Constitution, which are just getting watered down so bad.
Well, and it's been that way. I mean, let's be realistic here. I mean, this isn't
a
new development.
Like I said, it's been that way, but every 5 years it's been worse.
David Hogg is just the media darling of the moment that they can focus on and pitch these ideas that are the same
ideas. He's ready to talk. He's photogenic. Yeah. He's out there in front. I can't expect a high schooler to know everything there is to know about history and firearms and public policy and all these other things. And they don't expect
it. I'm sure he's given a nice memo to, you know, to rehearse. And when it goes live on TV,
everybody's given stuff to rehearse when they go on TV. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say thanks, Chad, for calling in here tonight.
I definitely share the concerns,
and thank you for the call. I definitely share the concerns, but not just about guns, but about rights across the board. Whether it's your right to bear arms, whether it's your right to freedom of speech, all of it in one way or another is under attack in the United States, in one place or another, if not nationwide, in certain states, or as he pointed out, in certain cities even, where they have ridiculous restrictions on freedom. And this is why I think that political migrations are one of the most powerful tools that we have, because as we were discussing in the first hour of the show, good luck trying to change the system. You know, good luck actually getting out there, and even if you do spend a lot of time and effort and money, very, very little is going to change, because the other side's pushing the other direction. And so you've got this constant struggle going on for control over the state.
If you're a conspiracy theorist like me, you'd think that's what they want. You'd think they want you fighting over, you know, nonsense while they go about bilking you out of trillions.
Yep.
$21 trillion in debt currently.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, of course that's what they want you to worry about. The statistical, you know, near certainty that you will not be in a mass shooting. Statistically nearly certain that you will not be a victim of terrorism. Obviously people are, but it's a big country. Sure, if you live in, you know, Barbados, the chances of a school shooting are pretty slim because it's a much smaller country. But the United States has 300 million people in it and somewhere between one or two guns per person. Yeah, you're going to see mass shootings.
So I think that, you know, there are some things that you can do that are within your control to change, right? Because begging politicians, that's not within your control. It's within your control whether or not you beg them, but you don't get to control what they do. Voting for politicians obviously hasn't changed anything, right? For all the talk of, we're going to vote those bums out. Well, the bums have not been voted out.
No.
The American people continue to vote the same bums back again and again and again. And even if they vote a new one in, he's a bum too, or she's a bum too. So it hasn't changed. The system attracts those who are corrupted. It attracts those who are, you know, looking to be corrupted. It's a problem. And so what do you do? What do you have control over? Well, you've got control over your actions. And if it comes down to getting out from underneath the thumb of the government, then getting out from their monetary system is one way to do it. That's one way to protect your independence, is to not use the government's money. And luckily, Bitcoin did arrive about a decade ago, back in 2009, when Satoshi Nakamoto created it. If you want to get the full history on Bitcoin, learn about why a decentralized cryptocurrency is, you know, its time has come, and it's an amazing tool to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Bitcoin.com will explain it to you. They've got the background information on what Bitcoin is and why it's so important and why we need it now more so than ever. Go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. If you're not brand new to Bitcoin, you'll also find some useful resources over at Bitcoin.com, like the mining pool or their handy tools, which will easily translate between Bitcoin costs and U.S. dollars. I think right now Bitcoin is around $8,900 per Bitcoin.
Sounds right.
So go to Bitcoin.com and get started on learning about cryptocurrency. It's one of the things that you can control that you don't have to ask any politician's permission in order to get into. And then once you have cryptocurrency, it is no longer existing. Your money, your value is no longer existing at the whim of politicians who might decide to pull on the printing press lever and just print out a whole bunch more money and thereby ruin the value that you had in savings. So that's one way you can protect yourself. But as I said, political migrations like the hippies moving to Vermont, the Mormons moving to Utah, the libertarians moving to New Hampshire, these are ways that you can shore up whatever kind of freedoms you still have remaining and maybe have a chance to get some of them back. There's more coming up here, and we'll tell you more about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free. Actually, no, you can't. Sorry. Sorry about that. You can't dial toll-free at all. The phone lines aren't working tonight. And creatures of habit, people are. Anyway, I'm going to give you the actual numbers that you can call the back lines here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And that will get you through if one of the two back lines here is open. Otherwise, you can call us on Skype like Parker did at the beginning of the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. We haven't had any Discord callers tonight, but there have been some nights this week where we've had more Discord calls than regular calls, and it sounds pretty great for most people, and it's super easy. If you've got a smartphone, you can easily put Discord on there, and then you just get connected to our server. So you download the Discord app, and then you connect, set up your username, and then go to discord.lrn.fm in your web browser, and it'll should jump you right into our server. And then you can hop in the Discord on-air call-in line room, and we'll put you on the air that way. So you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We mentioned Bitcoin.com earlier. Of course, Bitcoin isn't the only cryptocurrency in the world worth looking at. Another one that you ought to check out, especially if you care about liberty and good economics and privacy, is Zencash. Because Zencash is one of the new kids on the block. It was started last year, so it's relatively new in the scheme of cryptocurrencies. But it was started by voluntarists, liberty-loving people, and it's got some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So privacy built in from the beginning of Zencash. If you need privacy, they can provide it. And they've also got security. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there. You ought to go and learn more about it when you get a moment. Drop by Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Mark.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, to the fun. Mike is with us, listening in Indiana to WIVC. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what were you calling about? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I hadn't heard your show before. I just stayed tuned after the local programming here, and I'm glad I did. Really appreciate the conversation. Sure. I mean, the most important thing to freedom is First Amendment and being able to have debate and all of that. But I'm a retired military guy, and I feel like I'm a live and let live kind of person. But I guess my biggest concern would be, you know, how do you as a group, you know, if you want to detach yourself from this big monstrosity we have, how do you defend yourself? How do you protect yourself? How do you propose that I mean, I've been all over the world. There's a lot of evil out there. There's a lot of evil locally.
When you say defend yourself, do you mean defend yourself from the government? Are you talking about if a state secedes from the United States, how you would defend yourself from the tanks rolling in or some other kind of defense?
It's expensive to take tanks out. And it costs a lot of money, and somebody's got to be in charge of that. Somebody's got to fund that. Somebody's got to head that up, man. And the whole concept of live and let live, and being a little. I mean, listen, man. I now work three jobs, even though I'm retired, and it increases my burden to pay Uncle Sam. So I'm not a big fan of that. But
so I'm a bit of a student of history. I'm going to do my best to answer your question, and I'm going to concede right from the start that this has been the problem for free societies throughout history. People say libertarianism's never happened. Well, bull. Crap. It certainly has. There's been all kinds of libertarian societies throughout history, and the biggest problem they've had is rapacious, conquering nations swooping in and figuring out how to take them over. It happens.
Exactly my point.
Okay, great. Excellent. I'm going to say, A, why does Belgium exist? And the reason is because we have, as George Bush called it, a new world order. And that new world order says the lines we've drawn on maps up to this point are the lines we're going to keep. Obviously, you'll see places like the Balkans where lines are changing. You'll see some, line changing in Southeast Asia. There's a bit of it going on, but mostly the lines are in place and they're not going anywhere. So, the idea, if a new nation comes about, you're not allowed to go in and just conquer the nation and take it over. Wars of conquest don't exist anymore except for the United States and Russia. They're allowed to do it. China probably will get away with it, too. But, these three nations, the nations that sit on the U.N. Security Council can get away with wars of conquest.
So what's to stop the U.S. from rolling in tanks into New Hampshire?
Nothing. Nothing is to stop the U.S. from rolling in tanks and taking over any place it wants to take over. But I'll point out that nations in Central America, in the Caribbean, to some large extent in South America, really don't have armies to speak of. They're not
worried.
Costa
Rica doesn't have one at all.
Yeah, Costa Rica doesn't have one at all, and whatever passes for the military in St. Kitts and Nevis isn't much. Because they're not expecting to get taken over by the United States, and they know that if some other nation, like St. Vincent and the Grenadines wants to take over St. Kitts and Nevis, the United States is going to prevent that from happening. The bigger nations are going to say, no, that's not going to happen. So it is possible to have your nation and not support a military. Costa Rica does it. They've done it for years, decades.
Well, plus, Mark, you also mentioned the 600 million or whatever, how many estimated guns there are
in the
United
States.
Sure,
there's the old apocryphal statement from the Japanese general that says that there's a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States.
Right, you don't want to occupy a territory like that. I mean, look at what happened to the U.S. military in Afghanistan where they
Vietnam,
got caves.
The list of wars where the United States lost to rice farmers is pretty high.
Yeah.
I propose this, though, too, guys. If it had not been for France, we wouldn't be here today. So we had to lean on that big power to bring this about in the first place.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my, I would love it, man. I would love not to have the burden on my back that I do. And I see a lot of abuses with it, but I can't get around the problem of
explain Costa Rica. That'll help you get around it. Why does Costa Rica exist?
It's funny that you say that because that's a place I consider when I actually, even though I'm retired, finally retired.
Yeah, it's a nice
place. One of the places I'm going there this summer just to visit. Because,
it's great weather. You'll love it. And the diving's awesome.
Yeah.
But you can't explain it, right?
Well, right. But why does Costa Rica have no military and isn't being invaded? I think that there was a dispute with Panama, maybe, and there was some kind of land dispute. And
Costa Rica means rich coast, doesn't it?
Yeah, and basically, they exist without a military at all. And the reason they exist without a military is because the United States taxpayer pays to keep the world's shipping lanes wide open.
Well, aren't you making his argument for him there, Mark, saying you need to have a big government?
But I don't need to pay for it. Do you understand? Like, so, okay, so you get it that big companies like Walmart absolutely do want the shipping lanes open. Mm-hmm. But me sitting here in New Hampshire, how much should I pay to keep the shipping lanes open between Dubai and the Philippines?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you're...
Zero.
That's exactly right. There is a real problem with the distribution of costs of protection in this world.
I've got a proposal here, then, for you, Mike, as far as the concern that there could be something that could happen in the absence of, let's say, a government, one-size-fits-all, big government military, right? Because you were in the military. You probably know the tremendous amount of waste that goes on. We've heard from veterans on the show. We have, not tonight, but on other nights on the show, we have veterans that will host the show with us. And, you know, if you're in these bureaucracies, you see the waste. Am I right? You've seen some of it. Sure.
Absolutely.
It's a government bureaucracy.
But you also see incredible sacrifice. I don't doubt that.
Yeah. But you've got incredible waste because it's a government bureaucracy, just like the post office, just like any other bureaucracy. It's just they've got more guns and, and bombs and things like that. So what I would propose is, hey, if there's a lot of people who feel like you do, there are a lot of people out there who want to know that there's a surface-to-air missile somewhere nearby that's going to protect them if some, you know, jet decides to try to drop bombs on the area where they live. They want to know that
the only reason a jet wants to drop bombs is because you have a military base.
I understand that, but there's people that want to feel secure, and that's something that makes them feel secure. Well, let the market decide. I mean, if we truly believe, and I do believe in the marketplace, the free market, if people want that level of protection service, they should be willing to pay for it. And if they are willing to pay for it in the marketplace, they're going to get a heck of a better deal because you don't have this one-size-fits-all bureaucracy paying $1,000 for a hammer or whatever it is that, you know, the ridiculous boondoggle of the moment happens to be, or paying billions of dollars to develop some piece of garbage thing as the military, of course, has had done over time with various different pieces of equipment. So you would see more efficiency when it comes to protection services if we have the ability to choose our protection services. And that's, I think, something that's a big idea. It's not going to happen anytime soon, probably not in our lifetime, but that would result in more choice. And, of course, more choice in the marketplace means you've actually got costs coming down over time rather than constantly going up, like you see with government schools and government militaries. And I hope that gives you something to chew over. Mike, thanks for the call tonight.
Call back anytime, Mike. Yeah. Great question.
Anytime you want. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is on the way. If you want to get on the lines with us, there's a different number tonight. It's 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.